Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. More rain is in the forecast this weekend, but as GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, parts of Georgia are still struggling with drought.
The latest map from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows extreme drought conditions actually expanded in north and central Georgia this week. Greg Postel is a meteorologist at the Weather Channel. He told GPB's Virginia Prescott that recent rains are only enough to stop dry conditions from spreading.
We need things to change, not just on a sort of on a day-to-day basis, but we need something to get routine rains back into the southeast, you know, every several days or once a week or something like that.
But that could happen. Postel does predict a cooler and wetter second half of the month. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
A federal appeals court says a Georgia man sentenced to die for killing a coworker more than 30 years ago should be resentenced. Yesterday, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in the case of Lawrence Jefferson, who was convicted of killing Edward Talby in 1985 while the two were fishing. The appeals court says Jefferson should be resentenced because the jury did not hear evidence of brain damage that severely impaired his judgment and ability to control his behavior. The court says that that left jurors with a misleading picture of Jefferson and his culpability. Major League Soccer's reigning champion Atlanta United will take on the New England Revolution in the first round of the playoffs tomorrow. But as GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the league has made some big changes to the postseason.
The MLS has done away with two-game home-and-away playoff series, instead opting for single elimination matches similar to the NFL. GPB Sports' John Nelson says the new format could lead to more opportunities for underdog teams who only need one great performance to move on.
Don't be surprised if you see one of the five, six, or seven teams that are seeded in either conference getting that upset.
Atlanta, which is ranked second in the Eastern Conference, will be looking to avoid a potential upset against seventh-seeded New England. Saturday's kickoff is set for 1 p.m. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.